Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. OMG, we are super excited to have all of you joining today. Those that are tuning in from, oh my goodness, from Twitter and from Facebook and from Charvette.com and my mobile app and our broadcast stations and anywhere that you're listening from, iTunes podcast, we appreciate you every single week here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, we have another phenomenal show lined up for you because, you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I'm telling you what, we do just that. So my first guest is hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic shortly. We're kicking the show off with Dr. Alice Millsap. I am telling you what, she's an author. She's a certified Christian counselor and temperament therapy. She's a minister. She's here today to talk about her autobiography, Disinherited, Daddy, How Could You? Oh, my goodness. She's going to give us some bits and pieces of her life. And I'm telling you what, she takes us on the journey, and I want you to go on the journey with us. Dr. Millsap says there's so many daughters that are living with baggage of rejection and carrying that baggage into other relationships. So we're going to be chatting up with her. And then in our next segment, we're going to be talking to Jay Arma, the boss, we call him. Yes. Joshua Arma is joining us. He's a business consultant, an author, a motivational speaker. Even though he's a young guy, I'm telling you what, he is here to talk to us. His motto, his newest book, Success Over Everything, is going to really inspire you and talk to you and give you some ideas and thoughts. So he'll be joining us later on in the show. So what I want you to do is jump on Twitter, jump on Facebook. Let us know what you're listening to. Make sure you tag me, Charvette. All right, so let's bring our first guest up again. Dr. Alice Millsap is joining us. I'm telling you what, inspirational, candid, transparent. This book, you want to hear about it, Disinherited, Daddy, How Could You? Dr. Millsap, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Charvette. I am so excited to be on with you today. It is just so awesome. I've been excited all day. I've been thinking about it. I've been praying. I've just been waiting for this time and this moment where we can just get together and chat.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. I'm excited to chat with you. I want to dig into the book, but there's so many facets of your life. I want to let our listeners get to know you a little bit more. So you are the owner of ASAP Counseling Services, and I love that, ASAP. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, ASAP Counseling Services was birthed out of me going to school to be a counselor, which didn't start out that way. I went to school just to counsel myself through all my issues, and it ended up I became a certified Christian counselor. And once I got my bachelor's, I decided that I had been counseling in my home for years, helping young girls. I had a 12-year a Bible study or support group for young women from 20 to 40 in my home for 12 years. And so I told them, I said, I think I'm going to branch out and open up a, do it at a hotel or do something different. And in 2012, God just told me to open up my business. Well, what am I going to call it, God? He said, ASAP. ASAP is my name, Alice, and the last three letters, Millsap. So ASAP Counseling Service is the absolute solution to all problems because we counsel you strictly from God's word. You know, we bring you to that place of healing, that place of confidence, and that place of peace by exposing those issues in your life to what God says about you, not what man has said or what you have taken on from the world, but what God says. That is the final answer and the absolute solution in every situation. So ASAP Counseling Service has been in existence for 3 years, and we're just really excited.
Wow, and you know what caught my attention? I was following you on Twitter, and you put a tweet out that says, "Are you in despair? Call us ASAP Counseling Services. We can help." And I thought, you tied the name in together, but it's so many times people that feel in despair, they need help right away. You know, they need right away. They need ASAP.
And that's it.
They need
mm-hmm.
help.
Yes. Yes, right away, because I get a lot of calls from even my current clients, and they'll be like, oh, Dr. Millsap, we need to talk to you right away. Can you call us right away? And that's my motto is I'm here for you. I'm always available, you know, because I want to be helped because I know I tried to commit suicide. So I don't want anyone to get to that place where they feel like I have no one to call. I want to be there ASAP, absolute solution to God's problem, and ASAP.
Yes, wonderful. And what type of issues or what type of things are people? Do you find people calling you for and calling you about?
Well, I have a lot of relationship issues. It could be mother daughter. It could be a son that has not had his father in his life. It could be marital. Someone's gone through a divorce. Grief counseling. And now I'm taking on more children. I've had teenagers who are just dealing with issues with their parents. I've had a mother who just didn't know what to do with her child. She was so distraught, she brought the child to me, and we helped her help the child, and now the child is a junior at one of the universities here in Texas, so she's doing very well, but we went through counseling for almost a year. We deal with depression, anxiety, stress, fear, you know, all of the phobias that people have. We deal with adolescent behavioral problems. We deal with grief counseling, anger management. I just kind of cover a variety of things. And if I don't feel like I'm qualified, I always have a list of referrals that I refer people out. Like last week, I referred someone to someone else that I believe that could help them and be more readily available for them because I don't want to take on and then I can't be there for you.
Right. Wow. So there's someone listening and they're saying, I may need this service. I feel like I need this. How would they get in contact with ASAP Counseling Services?
For ASAP Counseling Services, they can reach us at our website, which is www.asapcounselingservices.com. And there's a link if you go on and there's where they can contact me through that website. Or they can call my office number, 281-969-7085. Leave us a message, and we will get right back with them. They will get call within less than 24 hours, with sometime within minutes they will get a call back.
All right, there you have it. And are you? Do they have
and
to be local,
thing,
or can
sorry,
they be
they
outside
can,
of? Yeah.
I'm
right
sorry.
In.
No. They can. Don't have to be in Texas because I do have Skype, so we can Skype each other. I can Skype them in, and we can do counseling that way. And I will invoice them as for those hours. So yes, we are here to serve in any way that we can. So whatever is needed, we're here to meet that need.
All right. There you go. Personal invitation. Again, if you just joined, hey there, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're chatting up here with Dr. Alice Millsap. All right. So let's talk about this autobiography that you've written. First of all, the title is it makes you say, what is this about? Disinherited, Daddy, How Could You? Tell our listeners about this.
Well, this book started off as a journal for me, just to help me to cope with all the things that I went through when my parents was living together, and then eventually my mom finally left my dad and went through a divorce and all of those things, and so my stepfather came into the picture and everything. But when I was like in my late 40s, because I had tried to keep this relationship with my father going, but, I mean, it would fall down, pick up, and all through this time, I was journaling because I wanted to be God's best. In order to be God's best, I had to walk in healing, walk in forgiveness, forgive through everything, but I was yet journaling my pain. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when my father died, I found out he had a will that he had written like a year before he died, that I thought our relationship was kind of intact a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day when he told me, I went, oh, my God, he has a will. And I work in probate. I work for attorneys, so I work in probate. So I was like, he's disinherited me. So I began to journal. I began to write poems. I started writing poetry a while before that just to get me through some pain. And I have a book of poetry also that I'm getting ready to publish. But anyway, one night I was laying on my bed, and I just looked up in the ceiling, and I said, Daddy, how could you? And God immediately told me I'm supposed to write a book And the title of that book is Disinherited, Daddy, How Could You? And it was supposed to come from my journal. So I did that. But I wrote it real clean. It was real sweet and clean. And God said, that's not it. I want you to tell the truth. So I had to go back into my mind, into those places, the dark places, the places that hurt, into my wounded heart, and speak what happened in those moments. Because in my book, you read the flashback, then you read my voice, how I felt in the midst of that, and then I counsel myself as Dr. Alice Millsap. So this book is a healing book for me, but yet it exposes my story. And
my
most of the story
goodness.
I didn't want to expose, but God said, tell the truth. So it's very truthful.
My God. And are there any people in this the telling of this story that you had a pause, a hesitancy to say, I don't want to include it, but it's the truth,
yes.
So I got to include it? Yeah.
Yes, there were many. There were many times where I X'd out a chapter. I'm almost about to cry because there were some things that I allowed to happen to me. It's called the encounter. And I remember it so vividly when I started writing it. I left it out because I felt like that wasn't part of the journey. And God said, yes, it was, because you allowed this to happen, because you was looking for love and you took it any way you could. And those people are deceased now. My father's deceased, but my aunts are still living. That's in the book also, but it's the truth, and it's not written to hurt anyone. It's my truth, and this is what happened to me, and this is how it went down. And so, yes, there were moments when I was very hesitant. This book was written 16 years. It took me 16 years to write this book.
Wow.
It was painful, but yet it was so freeing. I'm so free in that I forgave every person in this book. Even my father, I had to go to his grave to forgive him. And it talks about it and tells you what I said at the grave. I just thank God that he allowed me to write it the way he wanted me to write it, because if I had written it my way, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be in the book. And my husband even told me that it's so real. He said, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm so glad you listened to God and listened to the Holy Spirit. And I even was hesitant when it was published to even sell it to anyone. It took me almost 3 weeks to sell my first book because I was ashamed. And God said, why are you ashamed? And I said, because it seems so dirty. And he said, no, it's not. It's your life. He said, what was meant for evil, I'm turning around for your good. He said, everything that was done to you is for my glory. So everything I went through brings glory to God, because now I'm telling other people, I'm helping other people, I'm counseling other people, I'm ministering to other people, I'm being a blessing in the lives of other people through ASAP counseling, through the writing of this book. I can now reach the nations, because God told me I would reach the nations. But this is his way of getting me there. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to write this book and to expose all the things that a lot of people are going through right now, and they really don't want to share it. They really don't want to talk about it. And as a wife, a mother, a friend, a minister, a counselor, a owner of a business, I want people to know, I went through hell, but look at me. And if I can come out of it, you can come out of it. If I can be successful, you can be successful. If I can forgive, you can forgive.
My God, and you don't look like what you've been through, as they say.
No,
don't look
no.
like what you've been through.
No. No, and there are so many daughters that are being disinherited. Disinherited doesn't mean a will is done or that money is kept from you, because it's not just about money. It's about the abandonment of protection, support, love, affection, and even help at times. When we abandon our children, we are disinheriting them. We're not giving them what they need in this earth realm. And that's why even with my children, my daughter took us through a very tragic incident. And that book is coming out too. But we help her. You know, we know how to use what they call love, but yet not give her everything that she wants. We don't give her anything that she wants, but we pray about everything. We say, God, is this an area we're supposed to help her? And the Lord would tell us what to do, because I don't want her to ever feel like she's abandoned, no matter what she does.
No matter what.
And that's
my
what happened.
God.
No matter. Well, God didn't abandon us.
No, never, never leaves us, never turns his back on us, never
mm-hmm.
walks out
he said,
on
I will
us.
Never leave you, and I will never forsake you. God is so specific about that. He said, I will never leave you, Alice, and I will never forsake you. So we can't leave our children and let them wallow in their own blood. We got to pick them up. We got to nurture them. We got to love them. I got to be a mother until I close my eyes in death. And I tell my daughter all the time, until I die and they stretch me out before the church, I'm going to be your mother.
Mm. And there's nothing that she can do about it. There's nothing that she can
nothing.
Do about it. And what the thing about a parent is that you all look at the investment you have put in your child. Other people can walk
exactly.
away. Other people can.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking
mm-hmm.
at the time and the investment and the prayer, and you want a return on that
yes.
investment that you put in your child.
Right.
My goodness.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
This is life class right here. This is life class, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Alice Millsap. Pick up your copy, Disinherited, Daddy, How Could You? Dr. Alice, tell them how they can get a hold of it.
You can get the book at Amazon.com. All you got to do is go to www.amazon.com and just type in Dr. Alice Millsap, or just type in the title of the book, and you can order it through Kindle or through paperback. And you can also contact me at ASAP Counseling Services. My address is 2440 Texas Parkway, Suite 345, Missouri City, Texas, 77489. And we will mail your book out to you. We will send you a receipt. We will let you know how you can pay us through PayPal and all of that once you call us.
All right, wonderful. So a lot of different ways that you can connect. So talk
exactly.
a little bit, you talked about abandonment. Talk a little bit about what that shows up looking like. Now, a lot of people have issues and they don't know. They're going through the motion, they're reacting to things, and they really don't know that it is because of abandonment issues or because
right.
of they have felt left out. Talk a little bit about how that shows up in our lives and how to help people recognize it.
Well, you know what? Abandonment for me showed up as being timid, being afraid, mm-hmm. being mean, being rude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I began to act out. I walked around with this mask on and pretend nothing hurt me, but yet I would go and hide, and I became a self-abuser. I would eat to appease myself. You know, I began, in the book that I talked about, the encounter, and whenever I felt sad or depressed, I would masturbate.
Oh.
And it came from the encounter, something that happened to me, and that spirit entered my life. And so I had to ask God to remove that spirit from me, even though I was married, wonderful husband, it's a good sex
mm-hmm.
life. But whenever I felt abandonment, I would either go to food or I would go to that act on my steps called self-gratification. So it comes out in different ways.
Wow.
Abandonment, you know, if you think, oh, it's because of this, it's because you felt rejection or abandoned in an area. You feel rejected on your job, so you go out and you drink. You feel rejected in your marriage, so you go out and you get on the porno sites. You feel rejected, you know, at church,
yeah.
so you go. Yeah, all these different areas of abandonment, because you can be abandoned in each of those areas. And it looks just like what it is. You want to say it's, oh, I'm depressed. Why are you depressed? You got to ask yourself, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I depressed? Because God did not give us that type of spirit. So it comes from somewhere. So when you're depressed, you got to ask yourself, why am I depressed? Because you can be happy. Because God didn't give you that spirit. So depression comes from abandonment. We become depressed. We become anxious about things. We like lashing out at people, being disrespectful with children. They'll be disrespectful. You know, I talked
mm-hmm.
to one of my clients, and she was telling me how she began to live a promiscuous lifestyle because of her abandonment. You know, we got to understand that all of this stuff stems from that thing called abandonment or that thing called rejection, that we're dealing with pain and we don't know how to deal with it. So we act out in all these ways.
Wow.
We start spending money that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
We're not charging up credit cards, you know. all because of abandonment. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm likable. Or you may start letting people use you, and we become people pleasers because we don't want anybody to leave us. We don't want that abandonment feeling, that feeling of rejection, the feeling of pain, the feeling of not being a part of. So we begin to allow people to use us, use our time, our talents, and our treasures. And then God don't get any of our time because he thinks he don't love us. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Wow. A lot to work on, a lot for all of us to work on. And so what do you say to the person? And I know your book is going to help as well, but just any quick tips of how people start to come up out of this, recognize it, and move forward?
The first thing you have to do is own up to it. Own up and say, this is what happened to me. That's what I had to do. I had to say, this is what happened to me. And then understand, like I have my clients to do what we call I call it the worry chart or the rejection chart. And they have to go back in their life and they have to put the age. They have to say what the situation was. They have to say who was involved in the situation. And then they have to say who was responsible. If you're not responsible for it, you need to cast it upon the Lord. And say, that was not mine. I did not cause that. That's their problem. Forgive them and move forward. If you're responsible, you got to own up to, I'm responsible for XYZ. Now, because I'm responsible, I'm either going to go back and ask that person to forgive me for whatever it is that I need to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there are different things that we need to do. We either need to own up to it. If it's our fault, if it's not your fault, then you move on and say, that's not my fault. So I'm not going to walk in condemnation because I didn't do that. Someone else did that. So now you say, I didn't cause this problem. Someone else caused the problem. But I have to be responsible for my actions based on what they did.
And you can own your action. You can't account for their actions, but you can own your
actions. You can't account for their actions, but you can own up to your own actions. And once you own up to it, you say, you know what? I did this, and I want God to forgive me. I want him to understand that I didn't mean to do this. I'm sorry, and repent for that thing.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you what, listeners, you are getting, again, I'm calling this life class right here, Dr. Alice Millsap, author, certified Christian counselor, minister, owner of ASAP Counseling Services. The book, Disinherited, Daddy, How Could You? Certainly you want to pick it up, Amazon, and it's available in the paperback and also available in the Kindle version. You will be able to get a hold of that, and certainly if you're saying, well, this is not my specific scenario, any scenario dealing with abandonment, rejection, this book is going to help address. Dr. Alice Millsap, would you say that there is a specific target that you are trying to reach with your book?
You know what? I was telling my husband, and I was talking to some people at my book signing, and my book is for everyone. It's for the church, the unchurched, the preacher, the doctor, the lawyer, everyone, because all of us have a path. All of us have a story. And the thing is, you can't allow your past to dictate your future. And there are a lot of women out there, they're being complacent about in their lives. They're not moving forward. They're stuck where they are because of past hurt. I counsel a lot of women that were stuck. They couldn't move forward. And now I see them flourishing. I see them moving forward, doing great things, being involved, creating businesses, creating charitable organizations. I see this happening. And I know that you cannot allow anyone to put you inside of a box and say, this is who you are. My father told me, you will never be anything. I'm 62 years old, and I'm in the prime of my life.
All right.
I don't plan on stopping right now. There's much more I have to do. And this is not the only book. There are several more books behind this book, several more books that was in front of this book. It's just the one that God told me. So my book is for the world. I don't have a specific audience. It's everybody.
It's everybody.
Everybody got some junk in their trunk. and they need to be dealing with it.
All right. And y'all, if y'all tweet that, please give Dr. Alice the credit. Give her the credit for that quote right there on the show. You heard it. We know we've heard that quote before, but give her a credit because you heard it again
everybody.
On the show. Yeah, yeah. Every one of us is under construction,
every
right?
Every one of us is under construction. And the thing that's so beautiful to me is when I was meditating the other night, the Lord said, look at you now. He said, you tried to die. But I told you you would not die, but live and declare my works in the land. And I say that to everybody out there. If you're thinking about committing suicide, if you have suicidal thoughts, if you're thinking that you're nobody and you're less than, God is saying you are somebody. You will not die. You will not die on the vine. God got much to do in this land. There is someone out there waiting for you to step up and say, yes, I went through this, but look at me. Look what God did. Because I don't look like what I've been through. And that same thing can happen in their lives. Each one of you, God's got greatness inside of you. He predestined you from the womb to be great and mighty in the land. And God is just waiting for you to step out on faith and just step out and say, you know what? I am somebody. I'm an inheritance of the Almighty God. From Genesis to Revelation, God left us a will. And that will has every one of our names in it. All you got to do is get on your face before God, get yourself in his word, begin to meditate on his word, become intimate with him, and watch him promote you. You don't have to wait for no man to elevate you. God has already done that. He's already done it.
Amen. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We are in agreement with you on that, Dr. Alice Millsap. Let our listeners know how they can connect with you on all your social media sites.
Okay, on Twitter, it's at Dr._AliceMillsap, and on Facebook, it's Dr. Alice M. Millsap, and my personal Facebook is Alice Millsap, so they can reach me in either of those places.
Great, and I have tagged you on your personal page and on your professional business page. So, listeners, that's a quick and easy way to connect if you're following Facebook.com/Charvette or Twitter.com/Charvette. I have made the connection points there. Dr. Alice, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
You know what continues to motivate me? Things like this. When I know that my voice is being heard and I know that I have to continue to do what God calls me to do, because God needs people that's going to be obedient to the voice, his voice. And
yeah.
I'm one of those, sometimes I'll be going, God, I don't want to do that. But that motivates me to know that lives are being changed because of my obedience to the voice of God. I could have not wrote this book. I could have kept this stuff hidden till I died. But God said, no, I want it exposed. Because by exposing your life, somebody else's life will be saved. So that motivates me. Nothing else. That motivates me. I'm not trying to be the best. I'm just trying to be God's best. God called me from the womb. I remember when I wanted to die, and God took me all the way back to when my father spurned into my mother. I saw it so clear. And God said, from there, that is the man I wanted to be your father, because there was something in his DNA that I needed in you. And this is the woman I wanted to be your mother. What you went through, I knew you was going to go through it, but I knew you was going to come out, and I knew you was going to be great in the land. God told me that, and that's what I believe. So God motivates me. Just being
Amen.
His child, being his daughter, that motivates me.
Well said.
And
my
pastor, Dr. Charles Perry Jr. and Lady Charlotte Perry at Word of Restoration, they teaches me how to walk by faith and not by sight, not to be intimidated, not to be ashamed. We're in the year of advancement, and God is advancing me so fast that sometimes I be like, God, slow down. You know, let me get through this part. But it motivates me. The word of God motivates me. My pastor preaching that word every Wednesday and every Sunday, and I'm a part of my ministries at my church. That motivates me to be the best that I can be for God. There's a scripture in Psalms 37:9. It says, worship God if you want the best. Worship God if you want the best. Worship brings all of God's goodness to us. I love that scripture. worship God if you want the best. Worship. That does it for me. I don't need nothing else. It just seals it for me.
It just seals it. There you go.
I want to quote it exactly. It says, worship God if you want the best. Worship opens doors to all his goodness. Psalms 34:9. If you want the best that God has for you, just worship him. It will open doors. Open doors that's been shut. It will open those doors.
All right. And I agree with that. The year of advancement, we agree with that as well. We agree with you. Well, it has been an honor just chatting with you, Dr. Alice Millsap. We wish you
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. We wish you much success.
It was such an awesome pleasure to be on the show. And I love talking about God. I love talking about the book. I love talking about ASAP counseling and what we can do to help people, because that's why we're here. We're put here on earth to be an extension of God, and I'm his extension.
Yeah.
I stand in the gap for his people.
Amen.
Just like Jesus sitting on the right hand making intercession, I'm standing in the gap for those hurting daughters, those hurting sons, those hurting mothers, those hurting marriages. I'm standing in the gap because I do a lot of marriage counseling also.
Oh, wow. Wow. So certainly, listeners, you need to check out ASAP Counseling Services. And we've heard your heart during this segment, so we know you have much to say and much value to add to help all of us, everyone, because I'm throwing everybody. We all need something because we're all under construction. So thank you for sharing with the listeners today.
And thank you so much. And to all the listeners, thank y'all for listening to me. And I just love all of you. And I just pray the blessings of the Lord and that you would experience the best in every area of your life.
Yes. Amen. We agree.
Amen. Amen. We agree. Yes.
We agree. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, what we're going to do is take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment. I'm telling you what, the empowerment continues, the boost to your esteem and the boost to you continues in our second segment with Jay Arma. Yes, he's a business consultant and author and a motivational speaker, and he says success over everything. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
She's
She's here to motivate, excite,
and influence you.
She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show
with in-depth interviews
from today's leading authors,
gospel artists,
stars that you want to know about.
And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back again. Certainly, to those that are tuning in from all across the world wide web, we welcome you here to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right. We're broadcasting out of the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but we're heard all across the world wide web. A big shout out to all those that are listening in from Twitter and from Facebook and from Instagram and from Charvette.com and from my mobile app and from all of our broadcast and rebroadcast stations. We say hey. Make sure you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. You can just click the follow button in both places. So listen, we're moving right on into our next segment. My guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, so I'm going to be bringing him up to the mic. I'm telling you what, he's a business consultant, he's an author, he's a motivational speaker. To date, he has owned and operated three companies in a C-level executive position. He has worked, oh my goodness, with Inc. 5000 and Fortune 500 companies, and I'm telling you what, he's consulted over 100 brands, and he's here today to chat with us. His motto, book out success over everything, does motivational speaking, and we are excited to have Joshua Arma joining us. Listen, they call him Jay Arma, the boss. Bringing him up to the mic right now. Hey there, Joshua. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, how you doing, Charvette? How's everything going?
Everything is good. How are you doing today?
Great. Just out here in the windy city of Chicago, putting some things together.
All right. Well, let's hear about it. So certainly, with all the things I just mentioned, you are a busy person. Tell us about success over everything. How did that get started?
Well, basically, it's really simple. Right now, you know, with the youth in America, there's not a lot of outlets for them to have a platform to be heard, and me myself being 23 is a very serious situation, because you know a lot of the things I went through in my life I would have never overcome if it wasn't for entrepreneurship. So basically the motto success over everything is simply just whatever success is for you, you're putting that over everything that you want or desire. You know what I mean? You're putting that first. And if you desire to have a family, if you desire to go to college, if you desire to be a business owner, be anything in life, that's what it's really about. And the real message behind it is like an acronym. It's like a message in it. So it's just something that a person every day as an affirmation can wake up and say, I'm going to put success over everything. I'm going to utilize my talents to get farther in life. And that's really what the whole message is about for the youth and young adults and baby boomers audience.
Wonderful. And so certainly with you being a younger person, you know, this is phenomenal to really say, hey, entrepreneurship is your way out. It is your way to go. It is your way to live. So what started you down the road of entrepreneurship, your own personal story?
Well, unfortunately, at the time when I was 14, I was kicked out of my mom's home, and I was forced to kind of hit the streets and, you know, live an illicit life. And basically from there, I was getting a lot of money from that. But what allowed me to wake up and realize there's a lot more to life is I had a son. And at 16, when I had my child, my first child, I realized there's no way at 16 I'm going to be able to work at McDonald's or work a regular job and provide for my family. Even though my ex-wife was a little older than me, I knew I had to be the man of the house and be the breadwinner. And I was emancipated as well. So I had like a little different type of situation. So what I did is I got my GED, enrolled in college, and I immediately started going into sales jobs. And working with sales jobs, I worked all types of sales jobs, you know, selling Kirby's, selling high-end knives, all types of stuff. And then finally becoming 18, I actually worked for my first Fortune 500 company, which is Wyndham. And Wyndham Vacation Ownership is like a timeshare company. And basically what they do is sell vacation timeshares. So I was the youngest person at 18 to get a job at Wyndham in my specific market. And that was like a big thing. So it kind of like gave me a very, very introduction in corporate America. And from there, I kind of just never went back to the 9-to-5 life, the W-2 life. I went more to just starting my first company at 18 and just growing from there and really getting into entrepreneurship.
Wow. And so with the sales, so most of it being sales, do you consider yourself a natural-born sales type person?
I feel like my main thing is building relationships with people. I'm a people person. So, like, the main thing with me is I'm always concerned about what a person needs or what they want. And being able to kind of do that and being great at marketing and sales is a plus. But really just in understanding who my customers or clients are, that's always been my forte, is just being able to build personal relationships with whoever I speak to. And even bigger than that, being able to motivate a person to make a decision. Because a lot of the times what happens is when you're in front of a salesperson, quote unquote, you always say, I need to think about it. And that's one of the least things I ever needed to hear in my experience, is that people, they find it easy to make a decision with me because I give them a path to kind of make a decision easier versus trying to pressure them into doing something that they don't want to do.
And so for those that are younger, that you are motivating, you are trying to influence to go in this direction, do you get any kind of objections to say, you know, I don't have it in me, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, how do you handle those people that you're trying to motivate and trying to say, this is the direction, how do you help those people who just are struggling with it?
I mean, the biggest thing I say is, I say, look, check out my life story. You know, I sucked on subway trains. I went through a lot of things, you know, like, to be an entrepreneur, I gave up everything, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I got divorced. I use my own life story as a way to say, hey, listen, if you're my age, even people that are older than me, because even a lot of my clients are in their 30s or 40s, you know, with their own successful businesses or whatever it may be. I use my life story as an example of why you can't even use an excuse, because I'm standing in front of you right now. I ain't die. I didn't, you know what I'm saying, let nothing stop me. And even though I was homeless or had ups and downs, you know, throughout all of it, you know, there's times I was running a business. I had an office, but I didn't have a place to sleep. You know what I'm saying? And nobody would know that unless I told them. So the reason why I put out the book and kind of put out some of my life story in the book is because there's no way humanly possible a 21, 22-year-old kid can go through all the hardship that you can possibly imagine, even with near-death experiences, and never give up on anything and continue striving and succeed at it and overcome everything and not allow yourself to make an excuse. Because, to be honest, when you compare some things I went through most of the excuses people make, it's ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of makes a person say, hey, you know what, you're right. Like, there's no way I should be. My life story kind of is like the biggest motivating factor of what I use. Kind of just like sharing what I went through, so that, you know, because a lot of people never kind of had to deal with a lot of that type of stuff, especially at my age, you know. So that's kind of what gives people the extra courage, like, wow, you know what, if you could do it, I definitely can do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good. That's real. Because people like real talk. People like authenticity. And so by you sharing your story, you basically snatch their excuses away.
Yeah,
that's basically what you're doing. Basically what you're doing. So what do you say for this book? So the success over everything, is it available now? Can people get it now?
Yeah, it's available exclusively on my website. And basically what I've done is a soft release through my website. And then what's going to happen is March 31st, it's going to be available on Amazon and all that type of stuff. But right now, it's more personable, autographed copy. You go straight to my website, order the book, and you get it directly to your address physically, and it's a signed autographed copy from me directly, just to kind of, you know, make it more personable.
Okay, and tell them how to get to your website.
Well, simply is J Armour the Boss, JARMAHTHEBOSS.com.
Okay, good. And so I know you've gotten, I saw you tweet about you had media coverage and some articles, and you've just been, you know, out there hustling and getting the word out. What just keeps you going? What keeps you motivated as a motivational speaker?
I mean, my four-year-old son, that's the biggest reason why I do this. It's not simply just because of me, but it's because of the fact that I'm a parent. And, you know, my target audience isn't necessarily the youth. You know, I deal with all age groups, but at the end of the day, the youth are what I focus on the most because they need it the most. You know what I'm saying? They need it the most. And when I say the youth, I don't necessarily mean a 5-year-old. I mean like a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, an 18-year-old, people of the millennial market. And the biggest thing that really keeps me going is knowing that God put me here to do this. You know, Like, right now, prime example, yesterday we was at Booker T. Washington High School in Atlanta, Georgia, and we was speaking in front of about 800 kids. And with that being said, you know, we're doing a lot of high schools, middle schools, and when we're touching these kids, they really are excited to be able to get a part of, you know, what we're saying and what we're doing.
Yeah.
And they incorporate entertainment and different things like that. It really speaks volumes. So right now, what I've been mainly doing is focusing on the schools, you know, getting into the schools to share my story, share what I have going on. And more importantly, you know, this is the biggest thing. There is no wealth distribution in our society with the minority market of African Americans. And I'm going to say that because when you look at Jews or Italians or people of that nation,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a racial thing, you find that they hand businesses down and wills to one another. But if you ask a common person that's a youth or even a middle-aged American that's black, they cannot even tell you what assets they own. Or they'll be scared to share their money stuff. So that's another thing that really motivates me is, like, I'm all into wealth distribution and having us understand that we need to build generational wealth. And for me, I'm doing that now with my companies and, you know, with everything I'm doing, the deals I'm closing, setting myself up to be able to put my son in a position to never worry about anything as far as financial hardship. So, like, that's my biggest thing. It's not really about the money, but it's about having a stress-free life because 85% of our problems as African-Americans are money-related. So I'm real big on people understanding that, hey, in this new millennium of 2015 and on, you can't look to a 401k, a IRA, a CD, or any of that to be your assets. You have to really get out here and find out a talent, another source of income, even if it's a business, anything that you feel like you could get into to kind of build your wealth portfolio or asset portfolio. And that's really what the key is, you know, is doing that specifically. That's what really motivates me because if I could help create 10 more millionaires or 10 more people that could be 100,000-aires, they'll continue that in their legacies and it go on and so forth and grow into its own snowball effect.
Yes, and you hit something on the nail with that wealth transfer and that business transfer that we see in other nationalities. I was just at a forum by Reverend Gwen Hedgepath, shout out to her in Richmond, Virginia, and one of the topics was one of the gentlemen that stood up, and he mentioned how he has friends that are Indian, of the Indian persuasion, and they literally, all of the Indian businesses in this cohort that he knows, they come together, and if somebody's new in the Indian arena that wants to start a business, all of the other Indian businesses give him money or give her money to help start that business, and then they do it for the next person, and then they do it for the next person. So I totally agree that I'd love for us as African Americans, and I know we have listeners for all nationalities, hey y'all, but I certainly love, in particular for African Americans, if we can start shifting our minds in that direction. So, and people like you are helping us do that.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, like, even with, you know, most of the things in high schools and middle schools, I mean, regardless of ethnicity, you know, they don't teach financial intelligence or anything of that nature. And, you know, it's hard to kind of reach kids or even the youth with this information. So that's why, not to dumb it down, but you have to get their language to where they can understand money management, they can understand what it means to be financially intelligent. Because, you know, a lot of kids, you know, like my sister, for instance, right, she's 37. She's going for a master's in nonprofit management. But she's accumulated so much debt outside of high school just to go through college. And she never learned money management with anything because it's not really taught in the high school system or middle school system. And then if we as parents don't teach our kids how to manage their money effectively, not simply just, oh, save a dollar a day or all that. I'm talking about effectively how to grow your income, how to use interest to grow your income, the different ways it's out there to really grow your money. If we don't start now, if I don't start my son at a young age, by the time he does graduate high school, he's going to be faced with the same things of having to take a loan out. And that's the one thing I want to erase from my generation as far as my family is excusing the loans. Like we don't need no loans. We got cash. We got working capital. We have money that we can easily just put out there and get what we want or need. So that's like really what I'm really like sharing as far as information with everyone I come across is, hey, this is how you do it. This is what you can do. And don't think your options are limited just because you have no money in your pocket or bank account right now. That's irrelevant. Or your credit score is bad. That doesn't make you broke. You know, being broke is a state of mind. It's not really, you know, something that really exists. The only economy that exists is between your ears. And if you don't think wealthy, you won't be wealthy. So So this is some things that people need to take into consideration if they really want to be effective in the future. And right now, everybody wants to be rich. Who doesn't want to be rich? But, you know, it's just about being financially free. Because that's the only form of slavery I feel that still exists, regardless of race or ethnicity. You can be financially slave. You can have car payments. You can have electric bills. You can be a slave to your own apartment. You know what I mean? And 20 years past, you're still slaving over same job doing the same things. And there's nothing wrong if that job is what you love to do, but, you know, do something that's going to allow you to free the burdens that you carry so that you're not, you know, carrying too much, especially women. You know, you find more women are becoming single mothers now. They have to take on so much more responsibility, and they're still babies. There's babies having babies. So that's even worse to think about if you think about how much are affected by what I'm talking about. So, you know.
My goodness. So if someone wants to contact you and say, I need him to come talk, in my youth outreach, I need him to come talk at my school, how do they get in contact with you?
Everything is really through my booking agency, which is info@godbodyagency.com, or simply just call me directly at 678-592-9258, which I do give my direct number out because, you know, I feel as though people should be able to touch me directly. And then that's probably the best way to reach me is 678-592-9258. And then email is info@godbodyagency.com.
Great. And on Facebook and on Twitter, how can they connect with you?
Well, J Armour the Boss. So J A R M as in Mary, A H, the Boss, T H E B O S S. And then as, if you Google that or put in, you know, jarmourtheboss.com or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all universal.
All right, it's all universal. Now, how did they start calling you the Boss?
Well, really what it was that I had another name I was going under that I had to get rid of because of trademark infringement. So what I realized is that I've always been my own boss. I've been, you know, I told you I'm 23 now, so I've been an entrepreneur for 5 years straight, you know, since I was 18, not having to work a 9-to-5. Even my last 9-to-5 was more of a self-employed type situation than working for somebody. So really, me is just me being my own boss, you know what I mean? So me being my own boss and being able to make my own decisions and control my future is kind of how I came up with that name. And then when I talk to people, it's like, you are a boss too. Everyone's a boss in their own right. You're either the boss of your household, boss of your community, you're the boss of your company, whatever it may be. But that's really what it's about, you know what I'm saying? It's just encouraging people to want to be their own boss, because nowadays you have a lot of people that they give up and they just want to find it. They find it. Everybody comfortable collecting a check, but that's not what's going to get you to the next level, you know what I'm saying? So being your own boss is really like the whole slogan behind that and my name and brand.
All right, listeners, you heard it live. You heard it here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show from Joshua Armour, a.k.a. J. Armour, the Boss. And I've tweeted and also his Facebook page as well. I have made the connection there. So those are easy connection points where you can follow, get up with him, see what's going on in this world, and also pick up your copy of Success Over Everything. Give them your website address again where they could get a copy of that.
Yeah, it's J Armour the Boss, JARMAHTHEBOSS.com, and that's, you know, universal, right? J Armour the Boss.
All right, there you go. All right, so my the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we've talked a little bit about what motivates you. Certainly, your son. Any other key points that just keep you inspired that you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I'll give you one that really no one I feel talks about. One of the biggest things right now that people don't understand is that personally motivates me to do what I do is outside of entrepreneurship and getting money and owning a business, there's some common things that most young people and older people go through, and that's post-traumatic stress disorder. And PTSD is something that a lot of people deal with. Like, I've almost been molested in my life. I've went through, you know, having guns drawn in my face. You know, a lot of crazy stuff, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of people that would never talk about what they go through. And post-traumatic stress disorder is something that military veterans suffer from. You know, the kids in your neighborhood could possibly suffer from if they get, you know, abused as a child. There's so many different people that have stories that are scared to share them. And the only way they can really share them is when they know another person has similar experiences. So that's really one thing that motivates me is, like, open up. Don't be scared to, like, you know, get the law enforcement involved or, you know, seek help, you know, reach out to me, anyone, your pastor, your local community leaders, to get help. Because at the end of the day, what it does cause, you know, I had a cousin that died because he killed himself from depression that he was suffering from. And he wasn't in the military, nothing like that. He just kept getting beat up at school. You know what I mean? He just kept getting beat up, bullied, things of that nature. So, you know, that's another reason why I'm motivated to be out here speaking to the kids, because I know there's things going on at home that they're not allowed to talk about at school, that parents say, hey, you know, don't even repeat this at school. And then there's other things going on in adults' lives as a 30-year-old woman. Like, my mom is suffering from, you know, some heart issues right now, and she won't talk to nobody about that. Older people are always, you know, it saddens them to think that they may pass soon, and they can't truthfully open up to people about that. So it's things like that, that if you have traumatic experiences in your life consistently, they're going to build up and build up to where your cup is full. And really, my whole goal is to empty people's cups and have them drink from a better, prosperous well. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it's about, having faith in what you're doing, and more importantly, not allowing your subconscious depression to affect you mentally, subconsciously, emotionally, especially.
Wow, well said. And you tie right into our first guest, Dr. Alice Millsap, who really talked about uncovering those issues as well as a certified Christian counselor. So this whole entire show is really just, you just kind of connected your segment with her segment, you know, about getting help, getting support with the underlying issues. You're not by yourself. Reach out. There's help, and you can get through it, and you don't have to end. You don't have to let this come to something that ends you or ends your life. Not in some people, they still living but have given up on life. And so you don't have to do that. You don't have to be that way.
Not at all.
Well, it's been great having you on the show. I'm glad we just got a chance to chat with you and to share you with your listeners. And we certainly wish you success on Success Over Everything when you get your full, the soft launch and the full-blown launch. We just wish you success.
Yeah, definitely. And I will be in Virginia to do a book signing and also speak at some schools out there. So I definitely will.
Okay, well, we'll be glad to have you, certainly, and thank you for stopping by the show.
No problem.
All right, awesome. All right, listeners, we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back to wrap things up for you.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
You have integrity and accounts receivable. You may get money. You have integrity and accounts receivable. You may get money. This does not include retail businesses, physicians, and major construction projects. Would you send an email to p.garner@email.com? Would you send an email to p.garner@email.com?
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews
from today's leading authors,
gospel artists,
stars that you want to know about.
And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again, listeners. So glad to have you here. Listen, we started at the top of the hour out talking to Dr. Alice Millsap. Certainly you want to check her out, her book, Disinherited, Daddy, How Could You? But she, I'm telling you what, it was like a life class. She talked about that abandonment, rejection, all those issues that people face and how to help turn the curve on that. So check out Dr. Alice Millsap. And then we rolled right on into our second segment with Joshua Arma, a.k.a. J. Arma, the boss, a young guy, but certainly pushing entrepreneurship, pushing owning businesses, and leaving a legacy. And I'm telling you what, if you don't feel motivated today, I don't know what else I could do for you today. I don't know what else I could do. But listen, start by Charvette.com, my main website. Connect with us there. If you're not on my email list, make sure you join my email list. If you miss any portion of the show, no problem, or you want to share it with a friend, just send them over to Charvette.com. Again, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and certainly Charvette, facebook.com/Charvette. You can just click on the little follow button, and it's very easy and very simple. And I'm telling you what, we're going to bring you more outstanding and phenomenal shows next week. Thanks for hanging out with us here. We'll talk to you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.